we decided to kind of do the second show a little differently and just sit up here and pretend like we were sitting in somebody's living room and play guitar, just if we were all sitting around, because that would be fun.
We did the last show one at a time. Kevin would play a few, then Edwin would play a few, then I'd play a few, but we thought, what the hell?
Kind of like the Highwayman, right? Warren, you can be Willie. I'll be Chris Christopherson because I can't sing. And
where does that leave me?
You can be either Waylon Jennings or...
Well, then I'll need some drinks up here.
Well, the hobo's walk stopped at 5 o'clock. Will a female never find him? Oh dear John, where are you? Well, I know you're out there somewhere. Well, I've got a hurricane in my pocket, but no one will believe me. They poured a bucket of tar on top of a flower. Somehow I knew they'd try it, to find it, or defy it, or to buy it. Oh, let's go dancing. Oh, let's go dancing. See if the firefly through the hurricane. Did the falling rains through the open plain? How many times? Well, I stopped the freight train with a grain of sand. Oh, can't you hear it crashing? I split a mountain to you with a flake of snow. Still they won't believe me. His tales were tall, his stories were old. For some reason I believe him. I said, what do you know about revolution? I said, what do you know about revolution? I said, what do you know about revolution? When all I was taught is patience and waiting and standing in line and making a statement. How many times? Let's go dancing. Let's go dancing. Let's go dancing. Let's go dancing. How many times?
Barnes got a tune again. So I'm going to do a song. This is going to be on our new record. Boy, I'm going to be in trouble backstage later, man. This is a brand new song called Tip of My Tongue.
Say chasing dreams is noble, catching them is so tragic. When you ride on the heels of your heart's desires, the distance is magic. What I say, yeah, when it's on the tip of my tongue. When you're on the tip of my tongue. We're a lost generation with no sense of self. Everyone wants to be somebody else. We run from love to a stranger's embrace, only to find the thrill of the chase. Find the mirage. Well, now we're lost in a race with no sense of self. Everyone wants to be somebody else. It's all until my time.
Well, thanks. This is so much fun for us because we don't, you know, we rarely practice or we never practice this. So
this is practice.
It's like, okay, here we go, you know, and so it's nice to be able to have, you know, we're experiencing this at the exact same time you are. So if we look scared at times, it's because we are. Or at least I am.
Thank you.
Traveling westward in a station wagon on their way out to California. They came upon the great sacred Black Hills of the Sioux Indians. And the boy looked out of his window and he asked his father who these four men were carved in the side of this mountain. His father said, "Son, those are four great American presidents, leaders, and chiefs." So the boy thought about it for a while, and he thought about it for a while as he drove on down the road. Yes, his father. Which one was Chief Seattle? Which one was Chief Joseph? Which one was Geronimo? Which one was Black Elk? Which one was Sitting Bull? Which one was Crazy Horse? Which one is Crazy Horse? Which one is Crazy Horse? Father said, "Son, you don't understand. You're an Indian. You have no monuments. All you have
are the skies of blue, the skies of blue, the skies of blue for you, true." See, they push me out, push me out. Push me out on the wrong road. Push me out, push me out. Push me out on the slow road. Push me out, push me out. Push me out on the wrong road. Won't you let me settle down and buy my salvation? Westward down Main Street again, push me westward to the desert, fits me in with rattlesnakes and whiskey. I am in Indian, you broke your promises, all I see is blue sky. I am in Indian, you broke your promises, all I see is blue sky.
Again, then I'm going to say, Edwin.
doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter. Yeah, we'll do it.
This is a new song. I write a lot of songs when I'm driving, because I don't pay a lot of attention when I'm driving. Oh, yeah. And this is one of the songs that fortunately popped into my head as I was driving. This is a brand new song called I'll Be.
Trappings of love, I'll be captivated. I'll hang from your lips and stare down the gallows of heartache that hang from above. And I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be love suicide. I'll be the greatest fan of your life. When rain falls angry on the tin roof as we lie awake in my bed, you're my survival, you're my proof, my love is alive, not dead. Tell me that we belong together, and dress it out with the trappings of love. I'll be captivated, I'll hang from your lips instead of the gallows of heartache that hang from above. Shoulder, I'll be love suicide. And I'll be better when I'm older. I'll be the greatest fan of your life. And I've dropped out, I burned up, I fought my way back from the dead. Tuned in, I turned on. Remember the thing that you said. I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be love suicide. Fan of your, I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be love suicide. I'll be better when I'm older. I'll be the greatest fan of your life.
Thanks.
Whispered to me as I rode. Oh, the sun, it was at midday, and it shone hot across my face, and I lay still in grace. It's a crystal silent place before you came. Two of my closest brothers, we were riding by my side, and we watched golden eagle flying circles in the sky, and we smiled as our eyes met, for our joy we could not hide. Yes, we loved to hunt and ride. It was good to be alive before you came. We'd reach the sacred hills, and the sky caught on fire, and the land was still. It was here, all wrapped in blankets, in our younger days, that we fasted and we listened. Oh, the night would bring us visions before you came. Brother, take my hand, we will walk this magic land together. Sister, look on high and you will see stones are patterned on the ground. Whoa, do you hear the sound? In the sky. Whoa. dream that I was riding in a South Dakota field, and the sweet grass whispered to me as I rode. And oh, the sun, it was at midday, and it shone hot across my face, and I lay still in grace. It's a crystal silent place before you came.
Thank you.
Thank you.
problem, then you got a friend. You get a man, the man now. Doesn't want to blow your mind, the little show. If you can walk with me, not ever let me know. I'm your son, I'm your love, I'm your ever lover, rock the whole soul. They say my name is Jenna Hoochie Coochie Man. Jenna Hoochie Coochie Man. Jenna!
There are a lot of people I've talked to that kind of figure are just destined for extinction and whatever. Yeah. I like to believe otherwise. This is a song inspired by Charles Darwin. It beats the hell out of me, actually, you know.
Hey, Edwin, how many chords are in it?
I think about three or four. No more than that, or I start getting math anxiety.
All right, then I'm with you, buddy.
And 7 million years of progress handed down to silver wings of gossamer and protein. Still we haven't learned a thing. Are we caught up in our anger? Are we locked up in our rage? In the opera of selection on this earth, this stage, and our child is spinning, laughing at his laughing in his grave. He's laughing at the prophecy he gave. Can we spread our wings like angels? Can we break out of the grind? Are we destined to be Darwin's children this time? To say, but something cute about burning out, better than fading away. Well, now town's been laughing at his laughing in his grave. He's laughing at the prophecy he gave. Like angels, can we break out of the grind? We're destined to be Darwin's children this time.
sure as the sunset burns. Collective resignation, evolutionary fate. When will we ever learn? Yeah, my child is spinning, laughing, and he's laughing in his grave. He's laughing at the prophecy, yeah. We spread our wings like angels. Can we break out of the grind? Are we destined to be Darwin's children this time? Heavy loads, washed out roads, telescoping, power grope, television, fireplace. It's hard to think for yourself with all those fornicators and commentators and panic-driven imitators looking forward to the revolution. Everybody's looking back to handpicked times and epitaphs. Jimi Hendrix, Kerouac, Vietnam. You stand in line and keep your mouth shut. You stand in line, you do what you're told. You stand in line, you stand in line, you stand in line. Went down to Disneyland one time and stood in line. Everyone stood in line. I think it was there was a couple people that weren't standing in line. I think they were vegetarians roaming around. Because only people that stand in line like nice, correct citizens are people that eat a lot of McDonald's hamburgers. Because all those cows going through them lines, getting punched in the head with them big old steel rods. Absorbs into your diet somehow, and you wind up standing in line just like they were. You know, you do more time in this world for smoking pot than Wall Street ever will for selling off your children's futures. So I stand in line and I do what I'm told. I stand in line and stand there in secrecy until the queen bee has had her way with me. Then she kills me. Oh, isn't that a lesson in life? And there I am, standing around. I don't have time for all those $10 talk shows and $5 talk show hosts, you know, because I got to get up tomorrow and I got to go to work. And I hate to go to work. But I'll tell you one of the things I do like about going to work, well, actually two things I like about going to work. I like getting to work and smelling that coffee and copy machines. I love the smell of copy machines. You know, remember when you were in second grade, you smell them mimeograph sheets, nothing like it. My second favorite thing about going to work is getting off of work. People that don't work cannot fully appreciate the wondrous feeling you get from getting off of work. One thing the slacker generation will never truly appreciate. And I love walking through that door and throwing my coat on the floor and kicking off my shoes and smelling them Betty Crocker all gratin potatoes. Pork chops and applesauce. Oh, that feels good. I climb into my big old Sears Posturepedic dream machine and turn on that TV. You know, the signal came free with the set, you know. And I wake up in the morning and I smell that fresh cut grass and coffee. Oh, another day, another $1.58. I guess I just don't have enough time or money for all those $10 folk singers or $5 Star Wars or 10-cent talk show hosts or 5-cent Geraldo shows. Not at 4:50 an hour, I don't.
Yeah, we're gonna do- Okay. And I am going to sit out.
We're going to do a song we were talking about doing. Because our road manager, Tom, wanted to hear it. This is a song that Mr. Jimi Hendrix wrote.
Screaming your disgrace as he slams the door in his drunken face. Now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. Well, he cries, "Oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had?" And gets the door, he leaves, he starts to see his tears falling, burning, he's gone and green. And so castles made of sand could fall in the sea eventually. Young and brave before he was dead, he walked in the wars with his head in breath. All the dream grew strong until tomorrow he would say his first love song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong, surprise attack, could have been asleep that night. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. She was scribbled for life. She couldn't speak a sound. She wished and prayed that she could stop living. She decided to die. Oh, she drew a wheelchair to the edge of the shore. Still as she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." And then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing by." But I read it how to stop. And they fall in the sea. Yeah, they're gonna fall in the sea. Eventually.
We were playing a gig in Mississippi at Mississippi State University, I think it was. It was like this the year that they were in contention for the Final Four or whatever, and it was supposed to be the victory celebration, and they had hired us and Delamitri and the Badleys and whatever, and so the guys from Delamitri were on stage before us, and the lead singer was pretty fed up with the whole thing, and it was raining and cold, and there were a bunch of, it was about 12 kids out there, because they're, the whole, I guess the basketball thing didn't quite work out for them and whatever. So the singer is pretty irritated by that point, and he looks out at the crowd, and I guess they're from Scotland or somewhere, and he looks out at the crowd and he goes, "There's a cold wind blowing, and your goddamn basketball team lost. And there's hardly a fucker here. And you can't drink on stage. This gig sucks." Of course, we're all on the side of the stage going, "Great, warm them up." So at that point, we're totally afraid of them. And after their gig, they came into our dressing room, and the singer, I can't remember his name. He looks at me, he looks at all of us, and we're kind of like, and he goes, "Where's Eddie?" And all the traitors in my band are like, I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" And he goes, "Eddie, all we've got in our dressing room is chips, and I fancy a sandwich." I was over at the table going, "You want cheese on that? I'll fix you right up. There you go." Anyway, that's my story.
Frozen bus stop. Keep
green walk abounds.
Tick tock, tick.
Stormy second best, we moved out to the test. Pop top, sun and pop. It's a long, hot summer walk. Keep free, bird window. 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 Window, window.
The sword and the gun, unaware of what he'd been at the time. I live my life, a little fear, a little crown, but now I'm at the end of my rope. Be what I become, a stranger unto myself. Do I try to deny these dreams that stay locked in my head like a prisoner in a cell? When will I know if I made my choice, or if I just ran away like every time before? Do I ever know? Will I ever see what's behind? Love's open door. Love's open door. She told me everything's okay. You're just going through what we all must go through. And then she faded away. I tried to hold her in my darkest sleep. Try to hold her till the sun appears. She moves like the wind through my dreams. Her tiny voice echoes in my ears. But I can't touch her. Hell, I don't even know if she's real. Let go and be what I've become, a stranger unto myself. Do I try to deny these dreams and stay locked in my head like a prisoner in a cell? When will I know if I made my choice, or if I just ran away like every time before? Will I ever know? Will I ever see what's behind? Love's open door. Love's open father in a dim lit room, crying like I never knew he could. Feel the pain in a brand new place, and somehow I knew that the pain was good. He reached out for my mother's hand, and like my angel, she was gone. And now I know what I got from him. Why must we both be so strong when it won't do us any good? In the sweet by and by, do I let go and be what I become, a stranger unto myself? Do I try to deny these dreams to stay locked in my head like a prisoner in a cell? When will I know if I made my choice, or if I just ran away like all the times before? Will I ever know? Will I ever see what's behind? Love's open door. Love's open door. Love's open door. Let's talk about love.
Thank you.
Boots off, throw my weapons on the floor. I cry my eyes out in my private little world. Well, it seems I've been a soldier. Heaven knows I've been no saint. With my care, all my flaws and armor, a cold heart and grease paint. But to you, this has no meaning. And the armor's still laid down. The armies all are quiet. And the guns don't make a sound. Cause you melted the steel walls, tore down the barbed wire, filled in the trenches. Demanded a ceasefire, and now you're leaving. There's nothing I can do. I want you to know, no, you're gonna take me with you. Suicide in the foxhole of my mind, and way off in the distance, every siren's whine, and they sing your song of rescue to my tattered, worn-out shell. You drag me to your safety from this my frontline hell. 'Cause you melted the steel walls. So down the barbed wire, filled in the trenches, demanded a ceasefire, and now you're leaving. There's nothing I can do. I want you to know, no, you're gonna take me with you. Thank you.
This is the house I was telling you about, filled with samplings of their native art. Picasso, Dada, Salvador Dali. Ain't seen nothing like this house in Milwaukee. Will this house for me? It means all that I see. This is the house of Tina's Grocery. This is the house of the 29th century. This is the house of Tina's Grocery. Mona Lisa, if Elvis the king, grace the walls of this insane gallery. PB makes Ingmar Bergman look like Johnny Cash. Tuna paints and sailboats just glittering on the mast. Will this house for me? It means all that I see. This is a house of Tina's Grocery. This is a house from the 29th century. This is a house of Tina's Grocery. What do you want to hear? What do you think I want to hear? Well, it's all right, Mama. Well, it's all right for you. Well, it's all right, Mama. You do anything you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama. Anyway you choose. Don't tell me, and Mama don't tell me too. That dead old girl you fool me, she ain't no good for you. But that's alright, that's alright, that's alright now, Mama. Any way you choose. Train I ride 60 coaches long.
Such a great time tonight. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out on behalf of all of us. Tell you what, today is the first time we've actually done a paid performance. We hooked up in Charleston, South Carolina, for a benefit that Edwin was putting on, and we all played together. And then we played in Asheville right around Christmas time. And this is great being up here with everybody. It's a cool thing. This next one is from our heart to your heart. And it features Mr. Warren Haynes, everybody. Mr. Warren Haynes. From 8.5 blocks away. Come all the way from. I know, you have to, those cables are tricky. I stick with three chords and no key.
Like you lost your way. When the candle lights of home burns from very far away. Well, you got to let your soul shine. It's just like my daddy used to say. He used to say, soul shine. Well, it's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. It's damn sure better than rain. Well, now people don't mind. We all feel this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine. Shine till the break of day. I grew up thinking I had it made. Would make it on my own. Life would take the strongest man and make him feel so alone. Now sometimes I feel a cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I think back to what my daddy said. He said, boy, in this darkness before the dawn, let your soul shine. Well, it's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. This damn show better than rain. Well, now people don't mind. We all feel this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine. Shine on till the break of day. Sometimes a man can feel this emptiness. Like a woman has robbed him of his very soul. A woman too, God knows she can feel like this. Well, but when your little world seems cold, you got to let your spirit take control. I'm talking about sunshine. Well, it's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. It's damn sure better than rain. Well, now people don't mind. Walk it this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine. Shine on and on and on and on. Well, it's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. This damn show better than rain. Well, now people talk, man. We feel this way sometimes. Got to let your soul shine. Yeah, shine on and on and on to the break of day. Very much. We'll see you next time.
It's been a great time. Thanks for coming out and letting us do this, because it's a lot of fun for us.
Superheroes, kids wasting time. We were prisoners of our youth. We were growing up strong until the day he was taken away for something he did wrong. My cloud of broken mind. Excuse me if I seem a little rude. In my life I was missing my childhood, my brother and my bride. You enjoy the convenience of my solitude. Boy had some stories to tell, and his mama kept him locked up in a rehab. Although the doctor said he was around, he said, "Yeah, I've been through the anger and the hatred towards my mom. I put all that behind me. Just tell me, what was it like to go to your prom?" My cloud of broken mind. Excuse me if I seem a little rude. While I was missing my childhood and my brother and my prime, you enjoyed the convenience of my solitude. Thank you. just yesterday, he left me with these words. He said, yeah, I know this life's got a lot to give. Oh, but my childhood is gone, and I'm not afraid of dying here. I'm gonna grab this room by the horns, do not leave. He said, thank you, Mom, excel my cloud of broken mind. Excuse me if I seem a little rude. Oh, while I was missing my childhood, my brother and my bride, you enjoyed the convenience of my solitude. Of my solitude. 24 months of solitude.
They just don't know
of my solitude.
You and you alone. So
it's so funny because even still backstage, like the first time I met Warren was out at Jones Beach, and so I was back and I saw Warren kind of coming across from the thing, and I was like, oh my God, that's Warren Haynes. And I started saying to myself, okay, don't dork, just be cool, don't dork on him. Don't dork. And so I kind of like talked myself into being real cool, you know. And Warren got to about 10 feet away from me, and I was like, Warren, man, Tales of Ordinary Madness. That's the best album I've ever owned. Sign my tongue. But he signed the guitar instead, so I think I got it.
fucking park, walking through the man with dark. Looking mine with the man in the car. She hung up when the longest song is to you. He was parking cars, he was looking at the stars. She was walking by on her way to the bar, where he hung out till the sun came up again. Won't you walk with me? Well, I'll be glad if you could see someday you could be my life. See, I can never take you to Paris or New York or Los Angeles, or buy nice things like diamond rings. Can't even take you past the county line. She said, that's all right with me. If I was born on the right side of town, I'd be a never been. If I was born on the right side of town, I'd be a never. Screen door as the sun was set upon my day with a cold glass of tea. When the sun shined and the morning light, she woke me with her brightest smile. She said, what was that song you sang last night?
Down to stands a man on lonely ground and swears he's not to blame. And all day long, hear him cry.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks a lot.
Take a time, thank you, Richard. Thank you, Liam. Good night, everybody. God bless. Y'all drive safe.